Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for August 3rd, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Amen. Let's welcome, I want to welcome all First Baptist Church family and friends. This is your humble servant, Deacon Dryden, and I want to say thank you for having me on the line. And thank you for letting me be humble and come forward to thank you and tell you how much grateful I am to be able to serve you and be able to honor you and be able to give thanks and praise and honor to you, Father. Father, I just love you so much. I am so grateful to be able to serve you with all my heart and continue to do the necessary things you want me to do as your servant. I want to bless all the people that are on the line and whatever they need, Father, hear their prayer. Hear them, Father. For if they need food or home or housing or whatever it is, please, Lord, help them. Help them, Father, because you sure have helped me and my family. I just want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your understanding. I want to thank you for what you do daily, seen and unseen. And that's the thing, Father. You do so much for us that we don't even know. But I thank you that you do it and with no intent of the glory. You get the glory, but I also want that you get all the honor. Father, just thank you. I'm just so happy, Lord Jesus. I mean, heal the sick, please, Lord, and continue to lead us and guide us in any way that you have us to go, because we need you in so many areas in our life, Lord. The world has become a place where there's a lot of challenges and a lot of things that we need. But the thing about it is that the only person who could give it to us is you. So I just want to say I love you. We all love you, adore you, and want to praise your holy and divine name. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Tometa Dendi.
Good evening, First Baptist Church members and friends. I'm going to read 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 17. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened, but in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. It is better, if it's God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deaconess Elsie Brown.
Good evening. This is Elsie Brown, and special prayer for Deacon Dryden, Cecil Dryden, today, and prayer for all of us that assemble here today. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus with thanksgiving, praise, honor, and glory in our hearts, Lord God. Thanking you for all of those who are here this evening. Thanking you, oh God, that we have heard no bad news from home. And even if we do, Lord God, we know that you are able to heal our spirits and able to do anything but fail, because there is no failure in God. Thank you, oh God, for loving us so much that you sent your son Jesus to die in our sins. Thank you, oh God, how he hung right there on the cross and never said a mumbling word. Oh God, then he came down and went down in the grave. But after a few days, they tell me he got up, declaring all power in his hands and in heaven. Thank you, oh God, for being a God like you are. Thank you for your son Jesus. He continued to heal in the name of Jesus. Father, we come with thanksgiving, love, and praise in our hearts this evening, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. So glad to be in the number one more time. One more time, Lord, in the number. Such a blessing. We ask that you continue to bless us all, Lord God. Keep us as only thou canst do. We love you, Lord, and we praise you with all our heart and soul. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, who died that we might live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Greetings, First Baptist. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father God, we thank you once again, Father, for allowing us to come together to worship and give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We thank you for the opportunity to lift one another up in prayer and to support one another. Father God, we know that without you, we cannot do a thing. We thank that you're able to lead, guide, and direct us, Father God. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the author and finisher of our faith. We love you, Lord. We trust in you. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless First Baptist Church, standing strong for over a century and a half. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless and prosper our pastor and his family and all of the ministerial staff and all of the church officials. Lead, guide, and direct them as only you can, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask, dear Father, that you bless our speaker on tonight, for we know that she will be a vessel for your words that will come through her mouth, words of encouragement and enlightenment. Father, we also ask that we continue to pray for our sick and shut-in. Provide them whatever they stand in need of, dear Heavenly Father. And for whatever the reason, we know that First Baptist deacons and deaconesses have been particularly affected over these last several months, dear God. You know each and every one of them, and you know what they stand in need of. Provide them whatever they need, Father God, and let them know that although times may be tough now, we know that joy comes in the morning. And Father, we ask that you continue to forgive us for our sins, for we are all sinners saved only by your grace. And I know, Father God, you've been there for me, a wretch like me, that you continue to work and labor on to try to guide me on the righteous path, Father God. And I thank you for that. And I ask that you continue to blot out all my transgressions and create in me a clean heart. Father God, we once again just thank you for that greatest gift of all, the gift of your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for the remission of our sins to give us life eternal. Father God, we just ask that we always bear in mind that you are the absolute. Your word is final. There was none other like you, Father God. And may your word always be a lamp upon our feet and a light unto our path. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, the Reverend Renee Few, who is an associate minister of First Baptist Church.
Oh. the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
Yeah. Lord. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the blessed, blessed name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for the power of your spirit. We know you're already present, O God, in every place that we reside. We trust your power, O God, to fill us till we want no more, Lord. Allow your word to penetrate our hearts so we can go out and feed others. In your blessed, blessed name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen. I greet you this evening in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is to come together on one accord and talk to the Lord about our personal concerns. God directed me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, which reads, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" And Matthew 6:28 goes further and says, "And why do you worry?" It was a question that was asked upon the people. Why do you worry? Again, God spoke to me and said, speak to the people this evening about words for those who worry. Being at a time in our lives and we've learned the value of prayer, we have seen miracles happen as a result of prayer. We've read God's promise in Jeremiah 33:3, which tells us that if we call to him, he will answer and tell us great things we've never known. Yet we still can get to a point where we worry about our prayers. We worry if God hears us. And if God does hear us, will God give us the answer that we want? Many of us know that we are not supposed to worry about God answering our prayer. We're not supposed to worry, saints, about whether God will give us what we ask for. But in reality, somebody say reality. In reality, as believers, some of us, after we say our prayer, after we say amen, we have the same level of worry that we had before we prayed. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But here we are in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, where Christ tells us clearly, do not worry about your life. Stay focused, stay connected to God, and God will supply our needs. I read a story not long ago about a little girl named Titi, who liked playing soccer and could scale up a tree like a little monkey. But what she loved the most was dancing. Somebody say dancing. Titi lived with her mother in a small apartment, and they didn't have much money, but her mom managed to scrape up a few extra dollars. Somebody say extra dollars. Extra dollars. So Titi could take dance lessons. Titi swirled and twirled in front of the mirror week after week after week, and she enjoyed every single moment of it. One week, the teacher announced an upcoming dance recital. Leotards and all the necessary things ordered, especially for the occasion, would help all the girls look alike, be in unison for the recital. Titi's mom was on the way home, not knowing how she could possibly afford the outfit that her daughter wanted and needed. Titi sensed her mom's worry and said with enthusiasm, "Don't worry, Mommy, don't worry. Jesus will help." They took time and they prayed a simple prayer together. Weeks passed, and Titi's mom grew more and more concerned. I hope you don't mind if I keep it real. She was more and more worried. Somebody say worried. Worried. But Titi just kept playing soccer, kept climbing trees, and practicing her dance routine in front, help me, Holy Ghost, in front of the mirror. One day while talking with her friend Robin, Titi's mom mentioned her concern, and Robin said, no problem. My daughter Daisy has a white leotard from her snowflake recital. That white leotard, it can be dyed the color Titi needs, and we can sew some sequins on the leg to match the custom-made outfit. Oh, yes, Lord. Yeah, we can sew some sequins on the leg to match the custom-made outfit. Titi, saints, Titi was the star mom's eyes. She was the star of the show. Now, in the car on the way home, T.T.'s mom said, we must remember, we've got to remember to thank God for helping us. Don't worry, Mom, T.T. said, I already did. Yeah, she said, don't worry, Mom, I already did. Oh, bless your name, I already did. See, I pray that everyone who is a part of this prayer service this evening will follow T.T.'s lead and not worry about your life, amen, not worry about the things in your life, not worry about the things that you encounter, because Matthew 6, if you go down to verse 33, it says, but seek ye first, somebody say first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, every single one of them, glory be to God, will be given to you. Let these words from God our Savior, these words, precious words that he has given me, been spoken through me for you this evening, let these words from God our Savior penetrate your heart so you can get rid of the worry. May God bless you. Amen. Amen. May God bless you.
Amen, amen. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for our speaker, Reverend Renee Few, and her message tonight. The lines will be unmuted for 20
seconds. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your word.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Before we proceed with remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker, I do have two announcements to make. First, please join me in wishing Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry a happy belated birthday. I believe her birthday was July 24th. And please join me in wishing Sister Annie Hawthorne a blessed birthday. Her birthday is tomorrow. Please reach out to these two young ladies and wish them a happy birthday. I don't believe either one of them is on the line, but we'll play something special for them just in case they pop on.
It's your birthday.
It's the day that you were born. It's the day your mama brought you home. It's the first day. Let us celebrate. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm gonna celebrate with you.
Yes, please tell both sisters McKenzie Mabry and Sister Hawthorne that they missed out on their special birthday greetings from the prayer service. All right, we will proceed with remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God for that timely and inspirational message from Reverend Few. We want to express our appreciation to her and thank her for that word. We also want to express our
appreciation to all of the participants in the program in the services tonight, as well as all of you who thought it not robbery to pause at this time and join with the First Baptist family in offering our hearts, our minds, and our thoughts toward God, that we may be able to draw upon His Spirit, His grace, and His mercy. We should continue to pray, and we certainly encourage you to stay with us throughout our prayer experiences and keep your heart and mind on God. Likewise, we encourage you to join us on Sunday morning. August the 7th is our Communion Sunday, and we encourage you to join us in worship and in communion services. The Reverend Donald Robinson will be preaching, and we will be serving communion at the close of the service. We are encouraging you to join us in person on Sunday, if you will and can, or you may join us on the virtual platform. Those persons who will be sharing communion with us virtually, we want to ask you to please have your communion elements ready before the services, so that at the conclusion of the service, we may join together in the communion experience. We also want to encourage you to continue to pray. Pray for our sick and shut-in members. And let us give thanks to God also for those who are delivered and who are blessed and even healed. We certainly want to thank God for Sister Naomi Rembert, who had a successful operation on her eyes today. We thank God for blessing her, enabling her to come through. Let us also pray for the bereaved persons in our family, in our church family. And we certainly want to ask you to pray for the family of Brother Ronald Brooks. His homecoming services will be on the Friday, August the 5th at First Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 9:30 to 11 a.m., and the services will begin at 11 a.m. We also want to invite you to join us on Saturday, April 6th, to the college student back to school day. We certainly want to encourage our young people and our college students as they are off back to school. That experience, it will be done virtually, and you may look in the pastor's letter and get the link for the experience. Dr. Linda Smallwood will be the guest speaker for the occasion, and we urge you to join our young people as we bless the Lord for them and encourage them along the way. Likewise, we have a back-to-school backpack event on Saturday, August the 13th. That will be a special time for children needing backpacks to come and get them to go back to school. That event will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But also on that same day, we're going to have vaccinations for adults and children. And so we encourage you to join us at that time on August 13th to get your vaccination or booster. you can contact our virtual health ministry. Contact them to let them know that you want the vaccination. We want to make sure that we have sufficient vaccine for the adults and children. So if you plan to be vaccinated, and we certainly need to be vaccinated, you may come and get that assistance right at First Baptist Church. Will you please take care of yourself and your health and well-being? We're now going to have a time for prayer requests. 20 seconds. The lines will be open for 20 seconds that you might be able to lift up the name of someone or some situation, some family, some cause that you desire special prayer for. 20 seconds, the lines are open.
Father, I want to
God, our Father, we come just now asking that you would hear the cries of your people. You've heard the voices coming up, crying out to you, the names of individuals, the names of families, the names of situations and circumstances that needs a blessing, that needs your presence, your power. The concerns of your people have come up to you, O God, and we know that you are able to hear them, and we know that you are able to handle them and fix them and bless them. God, please let us have miracles here tonight. Let us know that you are yet moving in our lives. Give us that fresh testimony that we might be able to share it with others. We thank you, O God, for hearing all of our prayers. We ask thy special blessings upon the sick and the shut-in, O God. Be with them as only you can do. Comfort them and provide for them your healing grace and healing mercy. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon the bereaved, those who are experiencing a sense of loss and separation. We pray, O God, that you would abide with them and comfort their hearts as only you can do. And then, God, we pray for this nation, O God. We pray, O God, that you would be with its leaders and that you would speak to them, that you would allow them to sense and feel your desire and will for this nation. And then, God, we ask your guidance for us personally. You know, O God, what we need, and you know how we need the blessings in our lives. And we ask, O God, that you would provide for us insight and vision and hope and all that goes with walking and living in this world today. And then, God, we pray special blessings for the lost, the needy, those, O God, who stand in the need of being drawn close to you, those who have alienated themselves from you. O God, will you draw them close to you? Will you bless them, O God, that they may come to know you and be empowered by your divine spirit. Draw near to us as only you can do to give us the strength that we need and the blessings that we need. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. thank you for guiding us and thanking you for keeping us. And then, oh God, help us to be filled with your love, your power, your tender, loving care. And give us, oh God, all that we need that we may be a blessing to others and that we may bless and praise and grant, oh God, us what we need that we might be able to glorify your holy and divine name. And then, God, we ask that blessings upon First Baptist. Be, oh God, with this house of Zion. Be with your people, O God. Draw us together in a band of love that we may be a powerful people, drawing people unto you and making sure that they are made whole and made the better, blessed as only you can do. And we ask your blessings, O God, upon every officer and every member, one by one. And then, oh God, hear the cries of these your people again, the needs of these your people who are here tonight. Give us, oh God, all that we stand in need of. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, amen.
Before signing off tonight, I have one more announcement to make. This comes from the First Baptist Church Pulpit Committee. The committee released a church-wide survey for all members to complete to help better understand the type of pastor the congregation believes is needed. The survey was emailed to members with a valid email address on file in the church office, or sent via U.S. mail to members without an email address on file. We experienced technical difficulty during the release, which resulted in some members receiving the email twice. Please complete the survey once and return it by August 22nd. If you do not receive the survey via email or mail, please contact the Pulpit Committee at FBC Pulpit Committee Survey, that's all one word, at gmail.com, or leave a voicemail message with the church office at 202-541-5000. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you for joining. We ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
By the death of his shoulders I will lay, and in his perfect will I would remain. Yeah. The battle rages on and weakens my confidence. Confusion urges me the day.
Next matter in my life, God is prepared. but something that I cannot handle right now, right now. He's making me ready, ready, just because he cares, he cares. And you know he's preparing me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Oh. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Arranging, but he rearranged my attitude.
people are dying, and people are crying for a savior to come and save us from this world. Now God, I'm calling your name, 'cause my world does need change. In Jesus' name. So
why you change my whole life. never know. My life was heading out of control. Somehow I shifted into overload. But then you came and did a work in me. Out of everything I once was, somehow you saw a masterpiece.
My soul, Jesus, There's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I take y'all back to my hometown? See, I'm from Chicago, and I like the blues. I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna see if y'all remember this song right here. This for my old school, real churchy folk. Y'all put your hands together with me. Listen.
No matter what the test, I get a witness, we're gonna make it.
Thanks for sticking with me, First Baptist. I look forward to seeing you on the line next week. Have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. Take care.